today's interview is with a guy called Roger Harrop. Roger is one of life's natural leaders. Known as the CEO expert, Roger has spent over 25 years leading international business at the highest level, ultimately a PLC, putting him in a unique position to deal with contemporary business challenges. Roger and I have been pals for many years, and in fact, he's the reason why I became involved on the board of the Professional Speaking Association, so you can blame him. And I talked to him about where he had some challenges one day and posed this question of, can you be too loyal to your staff when the business grows and they don't grow with it? Roger, tell me a bit about yourself, first of all.
Well, by profession, Peter, I'm an engineer and a marketer, and I had years in the corporate world, burning ambition, moving company every 3 years, bigger and bigger jobs, ended up running a PLC, fully quoted PLC, companies around the world, won lots of prizes, all that great stuff. And eight and a bit years ago now, I woke up one morning just about to get the ultimate job and decided, frankly, I didn't want to do it anymore. So, long story, but anyway, gave that up. Decided I particularly wanted to work with SMEs, so I got myself accredited as an SME business advisor. And then I got, one way or another, into speaking. And I'm also a non-executive director of two or three family businesses as well. So these days, I do all of those things. Probably about 50-50 between the speaking and the masterclasses that I do, all about business, only about business and business growth. And then I've got a number of clients around the country I'll see maybe a day a month, every 2 months, of all kinds of sizes, all kinds of industries. And as I say, I'm a non-exec as well. And I do a bit with the boards of big companies as well. So all that is my sort of background.
Okay. So in your life since you've left corporate, I guess, has there been a time when you basically screwed up?
Well, I tell you what, actually. Let's go back to the corporate time because, yeah, it took me longer to learn a lesson in the corporate world, actually, than it should have done. And it's to do with people and the people who work for you and with you, where all of us, absolutely all of us, whether we're a tiny company with one or two people or a massive corporate, have got to get the balance between loyalty and people getting... What is it they say? Being promoted one level past their level of competence.
Yes.
And I guess the word I would have to use is I wasn't ruthless enough. Now, that's a terrible thing to say, but in reality, as one particular company I can think of, as it grew, got to a size where actually my two lieutenants weren't up to it. But they were incredibly loyal to the business. They were loyal to me. I'd known them a long time. And it takes an awful lot to actually do what you need to do as a leader of a business. Yeah. And say, it's the business that's important here. You do it, of course, in the nicest possible way, but if they can no longer do the job that you're wanting them to do or the business needs, then I'm afraid they cannot any longer do the job. And it took me longer to learn that than it should have done, and it's something that I would just pass on to absolutely everybody. You've got to get the balance, as I say, between loyalty and the needs of the business.
It's interesting what you say. I know exactly what you're talking about, and certainly I would fit myself in that exact same boat. And in fact, with running your own business, it's the same thing.
It is.
You know, as your business grows, you outgrow some people that are supplying you, aren't you, for instance? So you stick with the same suppliers.
That's right.
Instead of saying, you know what, you've been fabulous, but life's moved on.
Yeah.
It's the same principle, really, saying.
And you can take that a stage further as well, Peter. I mean, I guess what we're talking about here is, I guess we would say, challenging the paradigms of the business. It may be the people, or it may be what you do as well. You know, a number of us, particularly as speakers, we've got our crown jewels. That's our signature story. That's what defines us. And actually, it's outlived its usefulness, and it should be going in the garbage can, as it were, you know. And it takes some doing, but you've got to do it. You've got to keep re-examining the paradigms of the business and see what's right for the future. It doesn't matter about the past. It's all over, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, you're saying about, you know, being non-executive director for family businesses, etc. You know, we're very well known for running a family business. Mm. We believe it's our strength.
Mm.
But we also know as a family there are times where perhaps one of us needs to move on or to do different things. You know, as you well know, you know, we've talked about it before. And you have to understand that
life moves on.
It does.
And life changes. And you have to focus very much on what's right. As you say, what's right for the business.
Yeah.
But it's tough sometimes.
Oh, it certainly is. And if I may, one of the things I find with, well, certainly just about every family business I get involved with, but it's actually just about every business I get involved with, to be blunt with you, which is, what's the purpose of the business? What is it there for? And that's a question most of us never ask ourselves, and particularly in a family business, particularly one that's been inherited indeed. Mm. But you need to nail that. And everyone who owns the business, the shareholders, the family, whatever, have got to agree, this is the purpose of the business. And then the moment you've done that, what I've observed is life gets so much easier thereafter. Because everyone's agreed to it, and if people are stepping out of line, you give them the hand smack, as it were. Mm. And if people don't fit in, then they don't fit in. But for me, that's sort of the starting point, which most of us miss.
Yeah, well, I think most of us miss. Or deep down we know, but it's actually quite tough
to do,
especially for a family.
It is. Incredibly difficult for a family.
Yeah. So, if you had your time again, I know you well enough to know that I know that ruthless isn't the word that is really right for you.
No, but a bit tougher, perhaps, on occasions.
Yeah, and the way to do that is to concentrate on the business itself, isn't it?
It is. As I say, you know, the other extreme is you can see out there some pretty ruthless business people who are typically, I suppose, right brain people, where the people don't matter. Mm. And I wouldn't want to be that. I know you wouldn't want to be that, Peter.
No.
It's the balance between the two. I suppose, classically you say, it's the balance between left brain and right brain.
Yes.
But what's important, actually, is the business and the performance of the business, because it is there to achieve something for everybody in it, all the stakeholders in the business, not just you and not just your family, I'm afraid. It's all the stakeholders.
Roger, just for people who are listening to this, what's your website so people can get in touch with you?
www.rogerharrop.com. That's RogerHarrop.com. And more than welcome to contact me if there's anything I can ever do.
Roger, your style. Thanks for that. Thanks for listening.
Pleasure.